Well, Ali Horgan, the curtain has come down. You gave it a right old shot, but in the end, you came up short.
Yeah, we took a cut at it. You know, we as I said, we picked up results maybe unexpectedly all the way through with the three or four games. It kept us taking over, it kept us in touch. I think, you know, going into June, July, when you saw the likes of Pats and Sligo strengthening with serious, serious investment, and to their credit, they stayed up, I think, tonight as a result. You know, when we needed something to change in the last number of weeks, like, I'm looking at the own goal that we got there at 3-0 down tonight. No good, it's a 3-0 down. We needed something like that to fall for us, be it in a game at Nilal, be it the Dundalk game even, you know, that type of thing, and try and get a few points on the board to change the confidence. But you can't buy confidence, and when you're down, you're down. And we struggle with it, you know, both us as a management team and the players also. And look, the table doesn't lie. We came up short. But we took a cut off it, in fairness. And, you know, look, I mean, to be honest with you, I think everybody felt we'd be gone by May. You know, no, it's not much consolation. We're gone in September or October, whatever it was, maybe the start of this month. You know, I think our target was to get here tonight in Daly Mount, still with something to play for. We fell short by a week, but in reality, you know, we fell further short of that, to be honest with you.
The record books will show you lost the last six league games. And that ties in with what you're saying about the strengthening of the squads, and you just didn't have that extra strength and depth there.
We didn't, you know, but to be credit to the two teams that stayed up, you know, Sligo and Pats, they generated money, and to be fair, spent it very wisely. If I was given that money, I wouldn't know how to spend it. Do you know what I mean? But like, you know, the areas and players we target would be of a lesser budget, but that's not an excuse. And you know, probably the biggest losers in the three teams going down, like, are without doubt, are Galway. You know, I just whatever about ourselves and Drogheda, and I don't like speaking for Drogheda, they're a great club. You know, we've been in the first division the last couple of years. So have Galway when they regenerated themselves. But, you know, I just you know, it's a tight place for us here at the moment, but it must be a very tough place in Terryland tonight, you know.
And just after tonight, when you came off the pitch, I mean, what was the mood like in the dressing room amongst the players? Was there much talk?
They're quite bunch anyway, you know, they don't, you know, most of the talking is done with myself or Paul Hegarty, to put it that way to you. You know, I think the fact that we went down last Saturday, you know, they're trying to digest it and try and deal with it. So, you know, yeah, we were gone. Whether we won or not tonight, we were gone. So, like, it was inevitable, you know, to a degree. But they're a good bunch. They're gentlemen, to be fair to them, you know, and they struggle with it. We struggle with it. I struggle with it. There's no point in saying that it was a bundle of laughs, and it certainly wasn't. But, you know, I always feel it makes us stronger, and hopefully it makes some of them players stronger as well.
When you took over at Harps, many people would feel Harps punched above their weight when you got them up. You punched above your weight staying up the first season. You weren't too far off at this season. What's the future hold at this stage? I mean, what are your thoughts? You have to take stock. Everyone has to take stock.
There's no point in you know, saying, oh, yeah. You know, there's a lot of work gone into it by the players, staff, management. You know, the supporters were great again here tonight. And on Monday, I think it's 14 on Monday, they were brilliant. Albeit a small crowd, like, you know, and there's a lot of good people out there. You know, a lot of good people around the club. But we need to get things right. You know, on and off the pitch, I'll be honest with you, the first division, as we know, is a brutal place to be. You know, we got out of it by the skin of our teeth in the playoff. I think probably the disappointing part in Syndicate side is that if the rules were as they should be, we'd be in a playoff now. There's no guarantee we'd beat Cove or UCD, but by God, you'd gladly take that as opposed to trying to go through a first division with no Galway in it, Drogheda in it. You look at Longford, your Shelburne's, your Cabin Teenies have developed. Do you know, and leaving out Drogheda, they're already in there. You know, they're all UCDs. They're all proper sides. Where are we fitting that? I don't know. But look, we'll lick our wounds and we'll see where we are in a number of days.
And the inevitable question, when people are going to ask about your own position, like, how long will it be before we see something definitive?
I can't answer that question, Chris. There's no point in saying that to me. I just feel, depending on what the board want to do, you know, I gladly sit down and talk to them, but I just feel we need to put things right, not just on the pitch, we need to put things right off the pitch as well. And if they're interested in me in coming back, and they're interested in maybe putting a few things right, they're great people, and it's hard work for them as well. And, you know, you can throw criticism wherever you want, but, you know, it's us that got relegated, to be fair to the board. And it depends where they want to go. You know, they might kick me out in the morning, and then I won't have the decision to make, to put it that way to you. So we'll wait to see what happens, Chrissy.